fun. I was a huge why kid, man, and I drove my parents nuts. Why?
Let me understand this. Why?
But that's because you were a sponge, you know, and you were definitely you, and your parents were probably answering most of those questions, you know, which is great, you know, and that's why you give a lot of love to them, you know, like when it, like the thing is like my son, he's a, you know, I have one child, and he's not a child, he's 17. But, you know, he asked me a lot of questions over the years, you know, and it's a lot of whys, you know. And I was always like, I know, I get it. I got to answer these questions. Because, you know, we as we get older, there's things we take for granted, just much like in business. We go, you know, we're like, just because it happens. Oh, that's just what happens. No, there's reasons for it. Why? Ask. Be a child again. Get into that childlike mentality of why. Why is it? Why does that work that way? Why is it this way? Because the more you know, the more you grow. The more that you can show to people, right? So it's just a process. So it's very important to be like a child in a lot of situations.
Oh,
to be
childlike wonder is
it's great to have that why inside you. Why are we trying to impeach the president? Okay, I didn't mean to get in politicals. You know, it's like there's just like I'm just joking around, of course. But you know what I mean? Like, there's just so many questions that you can ask in this world, especially today. Why? Why are we doing it this way? Why? You know? But hey. That's okay, folks.
to tie together the Simon Sinek flow, he also is the author of The Infinite Game, right? So, and the Infinite Game helps you to understand that there's so many whys, it's impossible to know them all. And when speaking to my son about, and my sons about, hey, you know, there's going to be things in life that you don't get. And they're very blessed to be able to just have a father, and to be able to speak into their lives. The word says that you'll have many brothers and sisters, but you'll have few fathers. And that would also apply to the mother's side, but you're going to have few people that you can entrust to speak into your life. So whether they're physical, biological fathers, or they're mentors, friends, people that you can look at and say, what's on them, I want in me. I want what's in their life to be poured into what I'm sipping on. And when thinking of the infinite game on any aspect, sometimes we get to a spot where we get done saying why, and then we get to a relationship with the Father and with others that are helping lead us and say, okay, how? And talking to Gabe the other day, he, you know, we were talking about these different, he's about to make a huge transition, about to go to college, right? And, you know, just trying to tell him, son, listen, you may not know every reason why it has to happen, but it's awesome when you get the chance to just sit back and just say, how? And like you said, your father showed you, right? So your father showed you the how in many aspects. Got done explaining the why. Son, I already told you 10 times why I got to go do this, but let me show you how now. And then you learn the how. And sometimes we didn't even know that we learned the how. Your dog doesn't know which dog he paid attention to long enough to know that he had to lift his leg up. You know what I mean? Or why they even do that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. They just said, okay, well, this is how you do it. So I'm going to go do it this way. So it's so key that there are people like that inside of our lives. And there's so many lessons that come with all of those people that do get welcomed into our life. And some of us get to attribute a father for that, a mother, and some of us don't. The thing is that all of us have learned and attribute that to something. And have to be able to pay attention to the origin of the beans that you're growing in,
right,
in the brew that you're sipping on. So it's very, very imperative that anybody that's trying to actually brew solutions in life finds a way to connect to people that are rooted properly, that are growing the right beans. Right. And that is a very, I mean, I'm getting deep about it. So hit your chest one time if you feel what I'm saying. But folks, we have a culture that we're trying to develop, not just a coffee, not just a product, not just an appearance, right? It's a culture. When all of the fancy dancy screen technology stuff goes away, I'm a person. So is Terry, right? We are real people. We've learned some hard lessons. We've learned some great lessons. We've had some hard, great victories. We've had some actual hard victories that, like, man, I came out scathed on that, but I came out, right? And those actual interactions in life is what creates the people that we are today. And I love the path that we all take to finding ourselves. And I believe that it is a divine setup in any case scenario, because your days are numbered. He knows you like, he knows the numbers of hair on your head. He knows what's going on today. Knew that I'd be talking to Terry Torline today on the Car Guy Coffee podcast, living out a dream, right? Doing what we love to do with some great people. Inside of that, I've taken some hard lessons, and I'm sure that you have too. You've taken some hard hits. You're doing some big football things. I watched my son. I'm so grateful for the days he didn't get put in the game because of the hits that I know he takes, right? And I want to know, from somebody that's fought it out like you, what has been some of the hardest lessons you've had to learn in business, or at least the number one hardest lesson you've had to take in business to Brew Solutions?
Ouch.
Right?
You're going to make me go, yeah, that one hurts. You know, I think the failures along the way, you know, the times that, you know, I've been in business for myself, with myself, most of my career, I've signed the back or the front of a paycheck more than I've signed the back of a paycheck. And not all of them worked out in the end, but all of them definitely taught me more in order to be here. So those, you know, I think really Elpatron said it, had a post within the last 24 hours that said, you know, don't hate the winner because you don't know what it was like when he wasn't winning. And those are the things that I think that for myself is, times, you know, when it didn't work out, like, you know, you had a vision, you had a plan, but it didn't work out the way that you thought it was going to. Sometimes they just don't work out. Not all businesses are meant to succeed. Not all businesses are meant to last forever. So keep going, keep brewing, keep charging, and keep going down that path. Because if you set the foundation right in the customer experience, faith, family, and friends, if you set that foundation and build off of that, you're going to be successful. You're going to have peaks. You're going to have valleys. But ride the waves when they're high. And then, you know, when it gets down there low, remember those good times and make sure you get back there. You know, look, 2019 was different than 2020, and 21 is going to be different than 2020. So take those experiences. Was 2020 a great year? I think from a
world
global standpoint, that was
who you're asking, right?
What's that?
Who you're asking.
But I agree. None of us could do anything last year. We couldn't travel. We couldn't do this. So, yeah, it was kind of that side of the world. Yeah, it was jacked up, but there was plenty of opportunity. There's always opportunity in the darkness, you know, and that's like you're talking about, and, you know, you're going through these businesses. Some of them made it. Some of them didn't. The thing is, we all learn from those things. You needed those businesses that you were part of that didn't go out the way they were supposed to learn, to be able to get to where you're at right this moment. You know, that's the thing. We all have to learn through failures. We all have, just like when you're a kid and you're learning to walk, when you're a child and you're a toddler, and you're trying to walk and you fall down, you get back up. Imagine if you were that toddler and you just fell down, you didn't get back up. That's what a lot of adults do. They fall down, they don't get back up. I can't do it. It's over. Why? You have to learn to walk. Just like you have to walk before you can run, and, you know, so on, crawl before you walk. All those sayings, it's because it's true. It's so true. You're going to fall. You're going to falter. You're going to fail. It's okay. It's actually fun to do those three F's there. Falter, fail, and fall, right? So if you know that's by doing those things, by that happening in your life, that the next handful of years that are coming up, you're set up for success because you know what you need to not do, what you need to do, what's right with you, what kind of business is your heart more passionate about. It's okay to go out there. You know, I tell my son every single day, every day. He wants to go to college. I'm like, go to college, do your thing. But if you end up going to college and it's just not what you think it is, and you end up, you want to do something else, I'm okay with that, son. Be happy. Try things. You're young. This is when you can experience as much as you want to experience. You don't have any ties like a marriage, a child, you know, having to pay for a mortgage yet and all this type of stuff. You have the opportunity right now to just explode and be whatever you want to be. Make the mistakes. I expect you to make mistakes. I want you to make mistakes, because if you don't, then it's just you won't appreciate the wins.
But your own mistakes, right?
Yeah, make your own mistakes. Yeah, I wanted to.
That's the biggest thing that we try to tell our kids.
That's, you know, and that's, and Terry, and Terry goes, Terry knows what I'm talking about. You know, and Terry, you know what Terry's talking about here, folks. It's a process in life. This is life process. A lot of people will take this process and they will use it as an excuse to not be successful. or they use it as a way to find success. So it's one or two things. Terry chose the latter. He's going to find success. He's going to keep moving forward. He's going to find something that's going to get him to the next level because he's always yearning for that. He has that feeling of knowing that his self-worth, he knows what he's worth. It's not the money worth. It's his worth to the world, the community, to his family, his faith, his family, and his friends. The worth there to him is huge. And he knows with those three F's right there. Yeah, we are. We're dropping F-bombs everywhere. But those three F's right there are very passionate to Terry. Folks, it's passionate to me. It's passionate to every one of y'all. So remember those three things. Remember to have faith, family, and friends. And when you make those three things important for you, you're going to be able to forgive, focus, and fly everywhere you want to go. You will not fail, falter, or fall. You will do all, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to throw so many F's out there.
No, we're building a foundation of F's.
Yeah.
We're recreating. We want to talk about killing stigmas, folks. When you drop an F-bomb in the Car Guy Coffee Cafe, it's a great thing.
We want to drop F-bombs all day long in this mug. It's free for F-bombs at the cafe, folks.
It's not easy to get something delicious out of a bitter bean, but I absolutely
love that answer from Terry. You know, it's so true. You know, so, and that kind of gets me, you know, when you fail, and I know I love that Lou asked that question. That's something we don't ask that many people, and I'll be honest with you. That was a great question to ask. That actually leads into the fifth question extremely well. Your greatest reward. You know, we go through this business once again of life. And there's something in life by all the hard work you've put in, the detail that you've put into your friends and your family and your faith and all these things, there's something that has been a great reward from doing all the right things, doing this. What has been your greatest one?
Greatest reward. I think that's a pretty easy question for me. The greatest reward was, my wife, and then the result of that is my daughter. She's 26 now, she's getting married this summer. To me, that is, I look at that from all the things that I've done, from all the businesses that I've had that have been successful. There is nothing that is compared to the day that she came into this world, which was phenomenal. But then you realize you have this responsibility to create that, you know, you're starting with this handful of mush, and then you have the responsibility to make sure that she comes out perfect. And you're like, oh man, how am I going to do this? Number one, there's books written about it, but those books do not tell you how to raise a child. So you're just figuring it out, man. And you're making those mistakes. You talk about failures and successes. I mean, raising your own children is a series of failures and successes. But then you go back to the root of watching your parents. How did they do it? Everybody's done it for years and years, and you just show them how to do it. She's grown up to be a tremendous young lady, a young woman. And I love there was about a year ago during the COVID days, there was the girl dad scenario, that word that came up. And I never really thought about it. I really didn't embrace it that much, but I really enjoy being that girl dad. She's an athlete. She's an All-American volleyball player. She was an all-academic student. So I just go, yeah, mom had a major influence on her life. I took care of the sports side. Mom took care of the academia side. And she came out to be a tremendous person. We have conversations that are just so freaking deep sometimes. You just go, where did this come from? How did you get there? Love arguing with her. Love having debates with her. We fight like cats and dogs. But at the end of the day, I mean, there's just a tremendous amount of love there for her. Greatest accomplishment, it's easily got to be the fact that raised a daughter. And you know, one of the things that I find frustrated that, you know, sometimes don't understand is that she feels her limitations by, society has put on, men versus women and less pay and all those other things. She is out there fighting every day to make sure that there is an equality. And I truly, I don't get it, sometimes because you just don't see it, but she sees it, in that experience of, treated differently because she's a, because she's a girl, but she just fights every day to make sure that she has a leg up, and she's just done a tremendous job. So that I'm proud of. I think that's got to be easily the biggest accomplishment from my
side. I love it. You know, your daughter's a very lucky young lady.
Yes.
To have such a passionate family around her. You know, I love that you said that. I give a lot of props to my wife, of course, to my son. I'm always like, my son's great. You know, he's a great athlete. He's a great in his school, much better than I ever was in school. I was very lazy in high school. Let's put it that way. You know, I was very smart, but I just didn't want to do the work. I you know, skipped class. I passed tests. I just didn't do the homework. Right.
I just didn't go.
But you know, my wife definitely huge part. My son has grown up, and he's only 17, but he's grown up to be a great person. I love that you bring that up about your daughter having those. I'm looking forward to that type of stuff. You're making me sit here and go, oh, I can't wait for those type of conversations. I have great conversations with him now, but there's going to be those adult conversations where you get into that next level stuff, and you're doing that and you're experiencing that. So thanks for sharing that with us, because you made my heart warm up thinking about how that's going to happen with me. I am super jealous that I'm not a girl dad. Lou has two daughters, so he is a girl dad.
They are so much different. They're not better. They're just different than boys. And you know, I remember the day when she was born. It was like my wife said, "Are you disappointed that you didn't have a boy?" Hell no. Boys are just difficult to raise. They're just different than what a girl is. Girls have their own things. Girls have their own set of issues, but. It's just different than raising a boy.
I mean, I think humans themselves could be have their weird isms, right? Because I know what it's like to fight the hair inside of a drain inside of the girl's shower, and boys create their own smell at a certain age. I mean, so having both has been quite a seesaw, but there is something that did happen inside of me that turned me to absolute mush when I had my daughters. And that makes me mush even today when they speak and they ask and they say things. And you have to be careful what you say, because they hold on to what you say. They grab it. You know what I mean? And it's so important that what you deposit is something you want them to actually put on. Because whether you know it or not, it gets on them. And so just the affirmation, the words of encouragement, making sure that they know that you are in love with them. You are the man of their life. You are going to, you know, nobody's going to love them better until the night shows up to take your hand from me. You know what I mean? That's going to help take you to where I couldn't go. The only one that will prove they will love you further than I will. Fine, I will hand you over. And at 26, as my daughter just turned 21, so Michaela just turned 21, so she just – you know, got into being, you know,
a full adult,
right? And so there's still, I don't want to think of how that day is going to be outside of it being, like you said, the dream come true for them and for me, and where I feel that peace and heaven feels that peace and they feel that peace going off into the riding off into the sunset, and at the same time still being like, Daddy, you know what I mean? Daddy, can you please tell him how to do this? I can't wait for those days to happen. Let me learn you something. You know what I mean?
Let me learn you something, boy.
But, yeah. I mean, that is so marking, and that has created a lot of who it is that I am. I'm telling you, when I first heard Michaela's heartbeat in the ultrasound room, that next day, I said, I'm not cursing anymore. I don't know why. I'm not going to speak bad anymore. I'm going to take it out of my raps. I'm going to start, you know, being more creative with what words I choose, just because I had this.
He uses the word freak a lot.
Yeah,
what the freak?
A lot of freak. but it, all of that makes you conscious of what it is that you're putting out there and what you're going to create. I know how damaging words can be. And I also know how empowering they can be. And to your daughter, my goodness, I never want them to look back and think that I was ever the one that inflicted harm towards them, right? It was always correction and direction, but love in the most loving way possible. But you have to come different with the female. And I'm excited for Fred when he does bring a daughter into his life that is marrying his son, and he gets to experience just a new level of family.
I hope my son has like four daughters. I want to have like a girl. I swear, I'm like the most jealous guy of everyone who has daughters, because there's something about the daughter and son, you know, daughter and father experience, and I don't have that experience. I have nieces, and I love my nieces, and I have, you know, like Lou's daughters. I love them, but I consider them like my nieces too. Every time I see them, I always like to mess with them a little bit, but I absolutely love them too. They're beautiful girls that have beautiful hearts, and, you know, they're going to grow up to be great women and do some amazing stuff, and I, you know, super jealous of that. I'm not going to lie, but no, those are great. That's a great reward to have. Your daughter is very blessed to have you and your wife, obviously.
Yes.
And you're very blessed to have her and your wife also. It's all one handshake and the other there in that relationship, I could tell. And that's a beautiful thing. And I'm so glad that you have that in your life, Terry. That's what makes you so special, is that you have that type of heart inside you. So you understand how to share that with other people. So we appreciate you sharing that type of stuff. You know, this five liner, we just knocked out the five liner. That was pretty nice. We do have some people that jumped in.
Yeah.
We have Brian Norris. I love Brian. What's up? He put the triple F's out there. As you know, Brian, that triple F, if you've been watching this, could be for a multitude of things right now. So you're going to have to be more specific.
We've got a big foundation.
Then we also have a Facebook guy says, don't hate the winner. My guess, this is Charles Higgins, because Charles Higgins, he's on one Facebook. Something weird with StreamYard, when you go, I stream it to a few different pages, some of the pages will not pick up, and like we'll see these, not even all the guests are showing up that they show that we're looking at right now. So there's actually a lot more people watching the show than we think right now. But yes, so that's probably him right there. Don't hate the winner. You don't know what
Charles?
Made him a winner.
Charles?
I love Charles.
You love
man. Charles
might user? Be.
We got Richie Bello. This is awesome.
Richie
says, great podcast. This is why it's the best podcast. I love you, Richie, for always making me feel good about myself. He always does that to me. And we got Stacy. Stacy is a new friend of mine, actually. I met her yesterday on Clubhouse. So it's nice to have her here watching the show today. Good morning, everyone. I saw Terry on Clubhouse yesterday, actually.
I was hanging out with you for a while.
I did. Yeah. Every morning, I write down 15 things, 5 things I'm thankful for, 5 things I accomplished, and 5 goals. It really helped me have confidence in myself, grow, and accomplish more. Love
that. That is
huge.
That's actually, folks, that's a good note to write down. Yeah. Folks, if you're struggling on how to have confidence in yourself and how to build a little bit of stability in your life and to have some gratitude, those 5 things or those 15 things, she's talking about 3 lists of 5. It's actually a great way to do it. I don't do it exactly like that, but I do something similar. You know, I do have gratitude every single morning. I kind of use it like as affirmations. You know, I put it out there. I talk about stuff. I don't just have gratitude for things I currently have or have had. I also have gratitude for my opportunity in the future. I talk about that a lot. When I write down my gratitude, I talk about my opportunity that I have. That's part of my gratitude because if that is true, every day we wake up, we have opportunity. We have opportunity to be better than we were yesterday, even if it's just 1%. We have opportunity to make somebody smile. We have opportunity to make money. We have opportunity to tell somebody you love them. You know, there's so many things that you have opportunity right now from this moment on, period. It's great. So that's great. Thanks, Stacy, for doing that, folks. That's a great tip.
It's a great way to change it up and for people to get focused on specifically with intention what it is that they're grateful for and they're going to accomplish. Boom. I mean, that's something that takes attention, folks. What you give attention to is going to grow. Mm-hmm. You pour into is
so
going
if it's
to grow.
If you're focusing on negative, it's going to grow. If you focus on positive, it's going to grow. So remember those things. It's all about where your mind is at, what direction, what frequency it's flowing on. If you're flowing on the wrong frequency, you need to get off that frequency. Take a step back. Turn the volume down. Switch channels. Do something. Think about. Write down some gratitude. Do those 15 things that Stacy's talking about. I'm going to tell you, that works. If you can sit down and just spend a few minutes doing that, it will change your whole spirit inside you. I promise you it will.
But that's something that definitely has to happen inside of morning routines. And folks, we're so thankful that this morning routine, you gave us the opportunity to be part of it. You gave us the opportunity to bring a very, very great human inside of
this
your
guy
world.
Right here.
This one
right here.
Mr. Terry Torline has been out here. Right? There he is.
I know it's weird, Terry, when you try to point him off. It's this way. So before I do, I always kind of like relook at the direction. I'm like, okay, it's my right arm. Right here. Left arm, up that way. There's our sponsor, Nexel. So, you know, folks, Exogloss. If you guys haven't checked it out, what's the website for Exogloss?
Exogloss.com. Exogloss.com. I can't make it any easier.
I cannot. Like, you can't make it any easier than that, folks. Go to Exogloss.com. Exogloss.
Two things before we go. Exogloss.com. Look us up on LinkedIn if you would, man. It would be truly grateful if you could follow us on that. We have tremendous amount of things, products, and projects that are going to be rolling out throughout 2021. So follow us on Exogloss at Exogloss on LinkedIn so that you can keep up on what changes that we have that are coming about. I would appreciate it if you would be a follower on that page. That would be good. The other thing is that I'm thankful to you guys, man. One of the things, the positives, the shining stars that came out of 2020 was meeting you guys through the think tank. So I appreciate the opportunity to get to know you guys better. all the people in the think tank. Start my morning off 5:30 in the morning on the West Coast. Start my morning off with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Going to finish it later tonight with the Think Guy Group, the think tank. So it's going to be bookends podcast, you know, on a Thursday. What a great way to start the day. And I need that mug too. So.
Yeah, oh, you right. know, you, Terry, there's something. There, you got a swag pack coming your way, my friend.
Oh, this is the mug that I've been drinking out of for the last 10 years. My daughter made this on in 2005, 1031, 2000, 1021, 2005. So
I wouldn't drink
I'd rather have that cup than this cup, to be honest with you. No doubt about it, man. That's awesome. Your daughter is so lucky to have you, and you're lucky to have her. Yeah. That's awesome. So. Good, you know, I'm so happy for you. You are a great person. Terry, thanks for being here with us this morning. Folks, this is our five-liner with Terry Torline of Exogloss, the Vice President of Sales. Folks, make sure you reach out to him. We're going to have a fresh news session with him here pretty soon, so be looking for Terry here in the future. This episode that we just did right now is going to be re-released into two different sections here in the next few weeks. Make sure you reach out for season two. Starting on 1/20/21. That's less than a week away, folks. Season two is happening. Season dos. And be ready for some new stuff, folks. We got some new things happening right now. As you notice, we got the new soundboard. We got some new lights going on. We're going to have some new we're going to put some new cameras in here. We got some mics that we're going to be picking up tomorrow. Things are changing, and we are trying to upgrade our life, just like all you guys should be upshifting and also uplifting each other. So we are excited to do some more things. Season two is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be bringing a lot of amazing guests. And thanks to people like Exogloss and Terry Torline, we're able to do some stuff at a bigger level. And we do appreciate you, Terry. We appreciate your support. And I promise you, we're always here to support you. So we're looking forward to growing with you, my friend.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for letting me be here today.
Hey, we appreciate you, car guys and car gals, and all you solutionaries out there. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for participating. If you want to help us out a little bit more with getting this message, go to carguycoffee.com, digest, ingest, sip on a few other solutions that other solutionaries have been brewing. Mike Larkin is in the cafe brewing solutions right now inside of the podcast. So you can go to carguycoffee.com. Go ahead and download that podcast. Listen to the first part because he is really setting it up for you to be able to take down what it takes for your reputation to be better inside of your business, period. He's jumped into the car world, figured out how crazy car guys operate, and also helped us to understand how reputation is important. If any business needed somebody to come through as a solutionary about reputation, it is the car business, and he is hitting that niche, and we're excited about it. Yes. So go to carguycoffee.com. If you want to brew some solutions, you want to sip on something nice, you want some nice swag, or you want to find out more about our incredible sponsors like Terry and the rest of the incredible crew of caffeinated culture people.
That's it.
Go to thecarguycoffee.com, check it out, listen around, and spread it around.
Yeah, hit our sponsor tab up there. We do have a sponsor tab. You click on that, and you'll see everything about them, and they're amazing. We're going to be putting some more stuff. We're going to be recording a video with Terry here soon that's going to be talking about what his company is about, so you're going to be able to learn more about their companies and have links straight to their websites and all that type of stuff. So we're real excited to share this information with you guys. Thanks for being here this morning, Terry. You have a great week. We'll talk soon, my friend. If you need anything, you know how to get a hold of us. You got my number, my friend. West Coast, I didn't think about that. You did. 5:30
West Coast.
You are a freaking stud, bro. Freaking stud, and we appreciate you for being here this morning. And it was. It was last minute, too, because I asked him just 2 days ago, hey, you want to do it Thursday morning? And he was like, yeah, let's do it. Woo. My man, I appreciate
it. I'm not doing anything else at 5:30 in the morning, so
I'm not. I know what I'm doing.
Everybody, that's Brewing Solutions. Thank you so much, Terry. We honor you. We appreciate you, and we're so thankful that we get this chance to build a relationship forward. Remember, folks, it's people over profits. It's every relationship time. Over revenue, and we are building those relationships right now. So make sure that you are brewing with the right beans.
That's right. And if you want to go, if you want to floss, make sure you get some of that Exogloss.
Get some of that. Boom. Come on. Car guys, car gals.
All bumper sticker.
This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Fred Lenars, the subprime hero.
And we have been Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with Terry Torline. Woo. Thank you so much. Let's brew.
Let's
go
brew.
Make something happen today. Brew a solution. No percolating problems. We'll see you all later.
Peace.